39 of 40 Days with Jesus. I'm grateful to the work of Dave Smith and his 40 Days devotional that has helped us and guided us through this series. Day 39. Jesus brings his last recorded words to his followers. Last words are very important, aren't they? Spike Milligan was meant to have said in his final moments, "I told you I was ill." Groucho Marx, "Die, my dear? Why, that's the last thing I'll do." Marco Polo, the great adventurer and traveller, he was supposed to have said, "I have not told half of what I saw." That echoes a little bit of the end of John's Gospel, doesn't it? When he said, "You know, I've written everything I can, but no book in the world would contain all that Jesus did." In this final few moments in Acts chapter 1, Luke records that these are just what Jesus began to do, because the mission of Jesus had to be carried on. His time had come to an end now. He was soon to ascend into heaven back to the Father. But the mission had only just started. The reason for his coming, his death and resurrection, was just the start of the story. And for followers of Jesus, there was the mandate, the commission, to now go and continue this incredible story. It had only just begun. And so here in the final few words that are recorded for us in Acts chapter 1 and verses 6 to 8, we see that Jesus says, "You're not to worry about days or times. The Father has set those. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Here's the power that's given for a purpose. Jesus didn't want this story to end. It had only just begun. You'll receive power, clothed with power, baptized with power. But the reason why is so that you can go and tell this good news. Many people have received power from the Holy Spirit, and perhaps they've kept it to themselves. But Jesus longs for us, not only to receive, but also to give. He wants us not only to tell those close to us, but also those on the ends of the earth. In Acts, in the rest of the story that Luke writes, we see the fulfillment of much of this. Chapters 1 to 7 talk about what happened in Jerusalem. Chapter 8 talks about the expansion into Judea and Samaria. Chapter 9, the ongoing mission to those who weren't Jews, with the conversion of Saul and the missionary journeys that took him to Rome. As well as the historical fulfillment in the life of the early church, these last words of Jesus have rightly been taken up by many churches and movements as a mandate to go and make disciples, to go and share the good news of resurrection. Each one of us can be Acts 1:8 Christians, living lives empowered by the Holy Spirit and boldly taking the good news in word and in action to those we know, to those who are further away, relationally and culturally, and also praying and giving and going, if possible, on overseas missions. There's still our mandate. There's still our commission. You will receive power, and you will go into all the world to declare the good news that Jesus is alive. Let's go and do it, shall we? Let's take this good news, even at this seemingly restricted time, that this good news becomes even more important and more relevant in the needs that surround us each day. Let's go and let's tell others that Jesus is alive. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. I ask you to empower me and every member of our church. Lord, may your Spirit move in power throughout this church, in this nation, and across the world. Fill us with boldness that we might take the good news to our community and far beyond it. We go in your strength to do what you've called us to do, filled with your Spirit's power. In Jesus' name, amen.